are on Kuf Lamed Daled Amed Aleph. Let us quickly go over the Gemara. We did not learn Tosfos on the Gemara. So let us again start. Amalei Mecheli B'nei Mayel. So the Baal will learn the Gemara the way we learned last week according to Shitas Rashi. It says in the Mishnah that if the Lekeach had purchased the matonis, lokach himenu b'mishkol, he purchased the matonis b'mishkol, noisnan lekoyin, so he gives the matonis lekoyin menakeloi min adomim, and he deducts that what he had paid the tabach for the matonis, he deducts the domim from the tabach, that he doesn't have to pay him, it was stolen goods. That what the Mishnah says, that Naisnan Lekayin is speaking about that the Lekayach had taken the Matonis, weighed them all for himself. See, he was a Gazlan. So therefore, so he has to pay the Kayin. And the Kayin seems the whole Maso Matan that the Kayin has is only with the Lekeach. Avoshokalei Tabach, but if the Tabach had picked up the Matonis and weighed the Matonis to sell them to the Lekeach, so it comes out the Tabach is also a Gazlan. The Tabach is selling the Matonis to the Lekeach. Is Adinim Tabach. So Rashi learns Pshat that according to Rav, the Kohen could also mum from the Tabach. That means he could mum from the Lekeach. He can mum from the Tabach. The Ravasi Omar, Afilu Shokaloi Tabach Hadin Imoy. So Rashi learns Pshat that Ravasi holds Afilu the Tabach. Afilu the Tabach had taken the matonis and weighed them off to sell to the Lekeach. The Kohen can only mum from the Lekeach and not from the Tabach. So the Gemara wants to say, so we have our machlekes, Rav and Ravasi, can the Kohen mum from the Tabach also? According to Rav, he can mum from the Tabach. The Tabach can't sell him on a wild goose chase, go mum from the Lekeach. You stole the matonis, I can mum from you. You should go to the Lekeach and get them from him, but that's not my headache, that's your headache. And Ravasi holds that the Kohen can only mum from the Lekeach, and not from the Tabach. So the Gemara says, Leimeh b'darav chizde komiflegi. So l'chayre, the machlokes between Rav and Ravasi is the machlokes Rami bar Chome and Rav Chizde. The Omar Rav Chizde, Gozal v'loy nisyayishu abayla. Rav Chizde said, if someone stole something, and there was not as yet yish, ubo achel v'ochloi, rotze mize goive, rotze mize goive. If he wants, the nigzel can mum from the first gazlan. He was the one that took it out of his rishus. And if he wants, he could mum from the oichel, the second gazlan. And we wanted to be mavayir according to Shitas Rashi. Be'emison, the first gazlan is the Ika gazlan. He was the one that took it out of the rishus of the nigzal. So from the first gazlan, you can zichamon. The oichel, perhaps is also a gazlan, but he's not considered the Ika Gazlan because already he was not in the Rishus of the Nigzal, Ayidei the Gzela from the first Gazlan. That means If he wouldn't have eaten it, it would have remained by the first goslin, and the nixel sivus I would not have it. But Rav Chisda holds the second one is also a goslin. So if he wants, he can mount from the second one. And Rami Bar Chome holds he can only mount from the first goslin. You cannot mount from the oichel. The mar islay the Rav Chisda, umar leslay the Rav Chisda. So Rashi says, according to Rav, Rav says you can mon from both. So Rav holds like Rav Chisda. And Rav Asi that says he can only mon from the Lekeach, he does not hold of Rav Chisda. So we had explained B'shem Achsam Sefer that in reality this is the opposite of the Machlokes between Rami Bar Chome and Rav Chisda. According to Rami Bar Chome, you only mon from the second one. You only mon from the first one. You do not mon from the second one. According to Rav Chisda, you mon from both. And here we're saying, according to Rav Asi, who does not hold like Rav Chisda, you mon from the second one and not from the first one. So this is the exact opposite of what Rami Bar Chome holds in Bava Kamma. The Gemara wants to say Rav Asi holds like Rami Bar Chome, and therefore you mon from the second one, and there Rami Bar Chome holds you mon from the first one, not from the second one. And Rav holds like Rav Chisda you mon from both. So we mention that Chassam Sefer says as follows. There is a Ika Goslin, and there is someone who also made a Maisik Zeile, but he's not a Ika Goslin. He's also a Goslin. The Shaila is if he can mum from the one who is not an Ika Goslin. Therefore, Rami Bachama holds, Bo Acha Va'ochloi, he's not the Ika Goslin. The first Goslin had taken it out from the Rishus of the Nigzal. So it's out of his Rishus already. Now he ate it up. It's not considered that he was Moisif and the Gzele from the Nigzal. It was Simon said out of his Rishus. So therefore, Rami Bacham holds, you can't mum from the second one. You can only mum from the Ika Goslin. In our case, we're speaking about that the Tabach had stolen the Matonis and sold them to the Lekeach. And from Rashi's Mavua, the Matonis are banned. So even though we can assume that the Tabach was also a Goslin, but now the Ike Goslin is the Lekeach. The Lekeach has the Matonis in his Rishus, and he's not giving them to the Kohen. So the Lekeach is here the Ika Goslin. The Tabach is also a Goslin. So here, if you hold like Rav Chisda, you can mun from both. And therefore, Rav says, Achmin Harishan, you can mun from the Tabach also. And Rav Asi says you can only mon from the Ike Goslin, which is now the Lekeach. The Lekeach has the stolen Matonis in his Rishus. He's really a Goslin. He has everything in his Rishus. He's the Ike Goslin. So Rav Asi holds like Rami Bar Chome, and he holds that you can only mon from the Lekeach, and you cannot mon from the Tabach. That is Avisa Pshat in Rashi last week. Now before we go further, let us see Taisvis. Taisvis is vehemently chaylik on Rashi. And Taisvis says a whole different Pshat in the Gemara. The Mar Islay the Rav Chisda. Ein leforish the Rav Islay the Rav Chisda. We can't say that Rav holds like this is what Rashi did say. Ein leforish der Rav Islay der Rav Chisda vim harishin de kama Rav heinu afilu im harishin. You can mon from the Tabach also. The imkein, if you'll say that Rav holds a kapchizna, and you could also mourn from the first one, din kele Rav Asi hadin im hasheni, v'lo im harishon. So if Rav Asi does not hold a kapchizna, he holds a chomi bachome, you can only mourn from the lekeach, from the sheni, and not from the rishon. So you can't say this. If the Gemara is comparing this case to Gezel and Nisyayshu Abaylim Abo Achel Abo Ochloi, the Olekim Man the Polik Shloyuch Alikvois Minarik Shirishin Agezel, no one disagrees that you cannot mourn from the Rishin. The second one who ate it, who the ike, the lesley da chizde, is a machloikis, can you mourn from the second one? So that means everyone holds your mourn from the first one, and there's a shayla, can you mourn from the second one? If we will say like Rashi, so here it's punfakel. Everyone holds you can mourn from the second one, and there's a shayla, can mourn from the first one. So that's not like Rami Bachomet. So Taisvah says, we have to say, not like Rashi, the Rav less lay the Rav Chizde, that din davke imatabach. Rav holds, he can only mourn from the first gazlin. That's not like that's like Rami Bachoma. Bo'ach bo'ochle, you only mourn from the first gazlin. The Rav Asi is like the Rav Chizde, Vadin Achim Alekeach. Punfakel to my Rashi says. So Rav Asi holds you mourn from both. That's like Rav Chizde. And Rav holds you only mourn from the first one. And that's not like Rav Chizde. Vidochi. And then the Gemara says, also, really, we have to see the Gemara further in order to understand the Dichui. Taisus brings down the Dichui of the Gemara. So let us see the Gemara further, and then we'll come back to Taisus. Bekitzer, the Gemara wanted to say that the Machloikis, Rav and Rav Asi is, do you hold like Rav Chizde, or don't you hold like Rav Chizde? So Bekitzer, according to Rashi, if you hold like Rav Chizde, you mourn from both. If you don't hold Rav Chizde, you only mourn from the second one. According to Taisvis, if you hold like Rav Chizde, you mourn from both. And if you don't hold Rav Chizde, you mourn from the first one. But the machloikis is in Rav Chizde. So let us go back to the Gemara. Zok the Gemara, like, the kula alme isluhu de Rav Chizde. Everyone holds like Rav Chizde. So, ha-goizu, gozal, v'l'nishyay shomayim v'ache v'ochloi, everyone holds yaman from the first gazlan, yaman from the second gazlan. Kula alme isluhu de Rav Chizde. I hear this a machlikis, v'hoche, b'matnois kohuna nigzolois kamiflagi. Here the machlekes is, if bechlal is a chayach to steal matnois kohuna. The marsova nigzolois, or marsova einon nigzolois. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. Loi, begazlan da alme. By a normal gazlan, she gazlan koina oisoi bigzeilosoi lishale. A gazlan is koinet the zachiyev tashlumim, the zachiyev ashovet. So the kol alma islu darav chizde dimrotza nigzalot in emarishen yodai. The command from the first one. And according to Rashi, when it's be'en, we're talking about that it's be'en, so you come up from the first one. It was already chal achiyev tashlumim on the first one. Even now it's by the second one, be'en, you can still mourn from the first one. The first one was a gazlan. Even though now it's by the second one, be'en, but you can mourn from the first one. Dimrotza ligzo lodeni marishen yodain. you hold like a Yikinman from the first one also. He's also a Gazlan, even though the second one has the Chayfetz Beth. Here there's a machlokes, is there bechlal a concept? Can one steal matnes kohune? Mar sova matnes kohune nivzolos. You can steal matnes kohune. V'nischayev gazlem b'gzeilosei l'shalem t'toires gezel aleihem. So Rav holds, according to Rav, you can mourn from both of them. You can mourn from the first one also. So when the Tabor picked up the Matonis, he became a Gazlan on the Matnes Kune. So you can mourn from him, he's a Gazlan. He gave it over to Lekeya, and now Lekeya has it Ben, so Lekeya is also a Gazlan. But the first one became a Gazlan when he picked up the matonis to sell to the Likaya. So there's a chiyuv on the first one also. There's a chiyuv on the second one. The chiyuv on the first one is because matnes kohune nigzolis. Umar sova einom nigzolis. Ein koyach legazlom. You cannot steal matnes kohune. And let us just say for 1 minute, why can't you steal matnes kohune? Why can't you steal matnes kohune? So Rashi says in Bava Kamma, the alime kniye ditu, the mikoyach govoya kosi, the Rabbeinu Shlomo gave it to the kahanim, for chol heiche de isnayu, eimo de koyeninu, vafulu shokalei atabach, Yigbe hakoyin min halekeach. That means the whole concept of stealing. Stealing means I'm taking away. If the Rabbeinu Shloilom made it the moment of the koyin, you can't take it away. Well, you can't take it away. That's the alimus, the alime kniya ditu, the mekoyach gavoya kosi. The Rabbi Shalom says it's the kahanims. The Rabbi Shalom says it's the koyins, and therefore you can't take it away from the koyin. This is not a bailus that a person decided that they should be bailum. The Rabbi Shalom said that the kahanim are bailum, and if they're bailum, you can't take it away from them. Such a musig that you can't steal matnes kohune. So memele, so if you hold einom nigzolis, so the tabach wanted to steal it, he gave it over to the lekeach, but he never became a gazlan. A gazlan means I took away, you can never take away from kahane. So memele, now it's not by the tabach, so you can't mourn from the tabach, he never took it away from the kahane. It is by the Lekeach now. So the Lekeach is also not a Gazlan. Lekeach is not a Kasidia. But the Lekeach has the Matnes Kohune. You can take it away from the Lekeach. Not as Gazlan. As Mamoni Gaboch. If you hold Matnes Kohune Einam Nigzolis, you can mourn from the Lekeach only. Not as Gzele. If you hold Matnes Kohune Nigzolis, then you can mourn from both. So what does Rashi say? Mar sovar einam nigzolis, ein koyach legozlon, you cannot steal matnes kohune. V'choz man shehein be'en, kol mokim shehulchin, hachoy mutal ami shehem esri l'sitei l'koyin. If they're be'en, you have to give it to the koyin, als mameini gaboch, not als gazlon. V'orishen loinasi gazlon aleim, the first one never became a gazlon, because you can never steal matnes kohune. This is a mominess that the Rabbi Shalom said is momin koyin, and you can't take it away from them. So memele, so that's the svara. So Rav holds af min orishen, so that means you can, he holds matnes kohune and nigzolis. The second one you can zicha mom from. He's a gazlan, it's ben, so you can mom from the, but you can also mom from the first one. And Ravasi holds matnes kohune einom nigzolis. So memele, you can only mourn from the second one, als mameini gaboch. Now, till now we were learning the machloikis of Rav and Ravasi was shot in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the Kohen goes to the Lekeach. So now the machloikis, what is the Mishnah speaking about? Is Mishnah speaking about that Shoklon HaTapach or Shoklon HaLekeach? The same shot in the Mishnah. That's the first Mahalach in the Gemara. Ikid the Masnul or Shmaitet Bifnei Asma has nothing to do pshat in the Mishnah. There's a parve machloikis. Rav Oma Matnes Kohune Nigzolis. Is there such a concept of Matnes Kohune Nigzolis? Rav Asi Oma Matnes Kohune Einon Nigzolis. What does Rashi say? Vapei Nafshe V'loi B'loshen Loishonu Va'amasnisin Kidalel. Not that the machlokes is pshat in the Mishnah. No, it's about pinafshe. Matnes kunin nigzolus. Look at the Gemara. Sheim rotsa koyin lodin him or rishen yodin. If the koyin wants, he can mum from the rishen. And if he can mum from the shen yals mamayni gavoch, but he can mum from the rishen also. Now, in the Maskonis HaGemore, it is Muchach that Rav holds Af Im HaRishen, because Rav holds Matnes Kuhne and Nigzolis. Everyone knows he came on from the Sheni. Everyone knows like Rav Chizde. Now, let us go to Taisvitz, in the middle of Taisvitz. Vidochi, Taisvitz learned, in the Havamin of the Gemore held that Rav does not hold like Rav Chisda, you can only mon from the Tabach. And Ravasi holds you can mon from both. Vidochi, so Taisvi says, the Kul Alma is Lahu the Rav Chisda. Everyone holds you can mon from the second one. Obamat Neskun and Nigzolis Kamiflagi. The Rav Sova Nigzolis Vadin Imatabach Haino Af Imatabach. Now the Gemara is Chayza. Pshat and Rav, that Rav holds he can also mon from the first one, Kerav Chizde. Come on from the first one, from the second one, because there's a concept of Gzele by Matnes Kulne. Ravasi Sova, the Davki Malaket, Vishmatonis, and Nigzolis. Now it's the exact opposite, according to Taisis. The Gemara changed Pshat and Rav and Pshat and Ravasi, and the Havmina, the Gemara held Rav holds he can only mon from the Rishon, because Rav does not hold like Rav Chisda. The Gemara and the Maskona holds the Rav holds he can mon from both. That's how Taisvis learns Pshat. V'teime. Now Taisvis asks a very pertinent question. The Bamai Kamairi. What is the case? We're speaking about Yimon from the first one, Yimon from the second one, from both. Ibishain matones be'en, if the matones are not be'en, that means that they were eaten up by the first one, by the second one. Homrinen b'reish pirkin, the mazik matnes kuna yochlan potter. So you can't mum from anybody. It's mumain she'en le'tevim. That was in the beginning of the Perek. So if the matones are not be'en, so what is the shaila? You can't mon from anyone. It's mon shein leitayv. V'im hein be'en, and if the matones are be'en, so the havamin of the Gemara was that Rav holds you can only mon from the Rishin, and you can't mon from the Sheni. This is understood because Rav holds like Rav Chisda. V'imhein be'en, heichi koma, debida Rav Chisda komiflegi, that Rav does not hold like Rav Chisda, and therefore he can only mon from the Rishin and not from the Sheini. Homash me'berei shagoizel basrem, heichi de'hein be'en, if the gezel is be'en, Lekeman the poligad Rav Chisda. Everyone knows he can mon from the Sheni. Eladavke k'sha'ochlom, the machlokes Rami bar Chome and Rav Chisda is, if the Rishon stole it and the second one ate it and it's not Ben, Can you mount from the second one? Since it became ois perushus anigzel ayidei digzel of the rish. That's if it's not bad. But if it's bad, you can zich a mount from the second one. The Tani Rabbi Shaya, the Gemara brings down, Rabbi Shaya said, hagoizel amachel as bonov pturim elushal. That they put it to pay. He niyach livneim. What if the father stole, and then he died? Gzeile kayemes, chayovim l'shalom. If the gzeile is by the yoshim, the father died, the gzeile is ben, is chayovim l'shalom, so they chayiv to pay. Ein gzeile kayemes, but if they ate it up, pturim l'shalom. So if the yoshim ate it up, they're potter to pay, or porer, leime to have it yufte darav chiste. So from Rabbi Shaya, we see not like Rav Chisda. Because according to Rav Chisda, if they ate it up, they're chayiv to pay. And here it says, if they ate it up, they're potter to pay. Mashme, the man, the polik olay, osi shapir. If you don't hold like Rav Chisda, so then Rabbi Shaya is very good. The dab came zeyle kayemes pturim. Aval gzeile kayemes chayovim l'shalem v'tzorech iyum. We have a meiradike Taisvus over here. We have to understand Taisvus learned a sugye, and Taisvus does not begin to understand pshat in the sugye. And Taisvus lies by tzorech iyum. Taisvus says, how is it speaking about? If it's speaking about that the matonis were eaten up, so the whole sugye doesn't make any sense. So you put it to pay. The first one is part of, the second one is part of his mom and Shanley Taven. So the whole Gemara doesn't make sense. Mo says that he goes like Afrizda, he doesn't well, how can you compare Afrizda with Afrizda speaking about you stole from an Ixel, so you're a Gazel, but here's mom and Shanley Taven, so you don't pay. Finished. So the whole Gemara doesn't make sense. So it's speaking about that the Matonis are banned. The matonis abem, and Taisvus learned, if the matonis abem, the shail is, if you don't hold Aikrav Chizda, you don't mount from the second one. Like Taisvus, according to Rav Chizda, if the gzeil is bad, you can zich a mount from the second one, and Taisvus brings a raya from a gemara in Baba Kama, and Taisvus does not know pshat in our gemara. There's a meiradike machna atrayim, Simin Zayin in Hilchis Gseile, the Machna Frayim says, a Meiradike Zach. The Machna Frayim says, if a Lekeach paid money, he says, it's speaking about that the Maton is a bad. Now let's just again say what the case is. The case is, the Tavach went and took the Matonis. He sold the matonis to Alekeach. Alekeach paid him for it. Alekeach paid him for it. Fine. This is stolen goods. Now, the coin comes to the nigzel. The coin comes to the Alekeach, and the coin times the Alekeach. No, the matonis event, you have to give them to me. Sukta machna fine, he says, according to Rav Chisda, according to Rami Bachamus, Rami Bachamus says, the second one, by a poshet exil, if he eats it up, he's potter to pay. Why is he potter to pay? Because he's not a gazlum. He's not mechuyev to pay for it. He's not a gazlum. Zok the machna fraim amoyer de gezach. The lekeach paid for these matonas. He says, you're going to take it away from me. So what will be? I shall lose money. You didn't take it away from me, and you'll tell me, I paid for it. So he says, well, that's not my problem. You go to your moich and get the money. He says, I'm shulding. I'm not a gazlan. I'm not mechuyev to pay for it. If you want to take it away from me, you pay me for it. You can zicha take it. It's your moment. It's your matonis, but you pay me. I'm not mechuyev to pay for it. I'm not mechuyev to lose money. If I'm not a gazlan, I'm not mechuyev to lose money. So memeles zukta machna freim aloikeach that paid money is kilu achloi. just like by Ochla, if you're chaylik on Rav Chisda, I'm not mechuyev to pay for it, I didn't steal it from you, the moicha stole it from you, so here, if I did pay for it, so memela, you didn't take it away, it's yours, but you have to pay me for it, I'm not mechuyev to lose money. So that's what the Gemara says, that if you hold like Rav Chisda, Adini Mashaini, I can take it away from the Shaini. If I don't hold like Rav Chisda, you want to take it away from the Shaini, you give him the money. Kozman, you don't give him the money, the Shaini is not mechuyev to pay you. Zokta Mishnah Vaita, Anu Sugya. Zokta Mishnah, Ger Shenizgaya. A Ger was Nizgaya. Vohoy Saloi Pol. Nihela Pol. Is nishchito ad sheloi nizgaya, if the por was geshochted before the geiris potter. So he's potter matones. A goy is potter to give matones. When it was geshochted, he was still a goy. Now he's a yid, but he's not mechuyev to give matones on the behemoth that belonged to a goy. Mishin nizgaya, but what if it was geshochted? After he was Nizgaya, Chayev. So now he was a Yid. Now they shechted the Por, he's Chayev b'matonis. Sofik. But what if we have a Sofik? That means we do not know when the Geiris, that means there was Geshocht in one place, there was a Geiris in another place. We do not know which came first. Was the Geiris before the Shechita, or was the Shechita before the Geiris? So, the Mishnah, Potom, Shamayit Mechaveri, Olavaraya, that means there's a Sofik. That means now I'm a Yid, but there's a Sofik, I'm a Mechuyiv to give Matonis on this Behemah. Maybe the Behemah was Geshochten and still was a Goy. Maybe it's Geshochten later. Good, could be. But the Sofik, we say, Amoitz Mechaveri Olavaraya. Zog the Gemara, Ki Osa Rav Dimi Omar, Romi Lei Rav Shimon Ben Lokish Le Rav Yechanan. Rav Dimi related that Rav Shimon Ben Lokish asked Rav Yechanan Akash. Tana, we learned in this Mishnah, Sofik Potter. The Mishnah says, Sofik is Potter. That means there's a Sofik. This Asafik, is there a Chiyu Matonis on this Potter? It's Potter. Alme Sveika Lekula. So we see Sveika Lekula. Ureminu, Saleshki Wakashe. Churei Hanemolim Shebesoich Hakomo. That means like this. We have to know in the Molim, dig tunnels, and they store food. They store food in the tunnel. So now we find that the comma means we have tvue, which is still attached to the ground. It wasn't cut off yet. And by this area of the comma, we have a tunnel that was made from the molim. We inspect this tunnel, and we find it full of chitim. Now, where did these chitim come from? It came from the kama. Maybe some kernels fell down the face, and then the malim was storing these kernels. Now, these kernels belong zikha to the balabas. There's no shayla if it's momen aniyim, because a tvua that's growing, it's not momen aniyim. So, chure hanamolim shebesoicha kama, harei elu shel balabayis. So, these kernels belong to the balabas. We have now another tunnel. Now this tunnel we find in an area that was already cut. This area was cut. Now, when this area was cut, so we have to realize there's a possibility that Vishas, they were cutting the tvue, there were some chitim that fell down in the cutting process, which is called leket. So now we have in La'achar HaKoytzrim, now we found a tunnel full of chitim, which is in an area that was cut already. So now we can clear a shaila, these chitim, which were in the tunnel of the Nemolim, were they leketike chitim? Were they chitim that had fallen down b'shas ktsire and the Nemolim put it into their chul? Or is it chitim that were previously there in the chul, before they cut it, the Nemolim were there before the Kaitzim were there also, so it could be the chitim which are in this chul are the Balabais' chitim. So I have a chitim in a chul, and a chitim in a chul, and I don't know, are they leketik chitim, or are they the chitim that fell down, b'shas ktsire, which are leket, which belong to the aniyim, or are they chitim which fell before they were koitza the kamen, and they belong to the balabos? V'shelahacha hakoitzrim helyonim la'aniyim v'tachtoinim shel balabayim. So it says, the top layer of chitim in this tunnel belong to the aniyim. The bottom layer of the chitim belongs to the balabos. Now let's just clarify something. When does the bottom layer end and the top layer start? This is a very vague definition. What belongs to the balabos? What belongs to the aniyim? So it says as follows. If the chitim are green, that means they were there a long time. Because when they fall, they're white. When they age, they get green. So all the chitim that are green, I assume that they're, all the chitim that are green, I assume they were there a long time already, so they were put into the chul before they were kaitza the koma. So they belong to the balabos. The white chitim, which were freshly cut, and this is now in an area when they were kaitzel the tvuah. So this, I assume, this is leke. So memele, so that's what the Tanakhama says. The Tanakhama says, let us, ha'ol yoinim la'aniyim, that means the ol yoinim, I assume, the fresh ones, they come. That they were, let me just say over a lush, we'll see the lush that I'm saying over now, little not like Rashi, but the Marib and Malki says, Hol yoinim laniyim, domrinin mimashen nosha min hakoitzrim, veisak tzire dahave leket minei gozeru vichnisu bechayreim. The white chitim, which are fresh, I assume this came from the leket. So the top layer, that means the layer of white chitim, I say belongs to the aniyim. The green chitim, which I assume were there, for a longer period of time. So I assume that they came there before the Ktsire, so that belongs to the Balabos. Rab Meir Oimer, Hakol La'aniyim, Shesofik Leket Leket. And Rab Meir says, no, even the green ones belong to the Aniyim, Shesofik Leket Leket. So let us just learn one mahalach in the Gemara at the present time, that Rameya said that is not muchach that the green chitim were there previously already. It could very well be some of the fresh chitim are also green. It is not 100% true that green means that they were there for a longer period of time. It could very be some fresh chitim are also green. So now, let us appreciate what Rameya said. So Rameya said, you have green chitim in the bottom of this tunnel, there's a possibility maybe they're also from the Leket. Green is not 100% proof that they were there previously. Could be the fresh, there were some fresh galinim that also were green. So Rameya said, you give everything to the Aniyim. Why? Shesafik Leket Leket. Maybe it's Leket. There's a possibility it's Leket. You give everything to the Aniyim. So what do we see from Rameya? We see from Rameya that Rameya holds, maybe belongs to the Balabos, mainly you give it to the Aniyim. So we see Rameya said, Ayesoi, Safik, Leket, Leket, Misafik, you don't know, Fakel, you don't keep it for yourself, you give it to the Aniyim. So what was Reish Lakish's kasha? Reish Lakish's kasha was as follows. Reish Lakish's kasha was, Our Mishnah, it says that you're Mesupik. It was the Achiev of Matnes Kohune. Well, there's not Achiev of Matnes Kohune. Was the Behemoth Geshachtim before the Geiris, after the Geiris. So our Mishnah was very liberal. Our Mishnah said, you don't know. I'm waiting to have a role of Araya. By Matnes Aniyim, we have Rameya said, it's a Sovik, you don't know, maybe it's Momen Aniyim, you give it to the Aniyim. So the Kasha of Reish Lakish was from Rameya. Now, just let us go try to wade through the Gemara. There's a big problem over here. Go to Rameya, says Sovik, Leket, Leket. The Chachamim, the way we explain the Chachamim hold the bottom Chalik, Blam Zichet to the Balabas, you don't have to hold them. That maybe it's from the Leket, I assume that it's the, and the top Chalik is, I assume it's Leket. So the Chachamim hold, you don't say Sofik Leket, Leket. So why is Reish Lakish asking Akasha from our Mishneh, from Rameya, our Mishneh is not according to the Chachamim. I mean, what's the Kasha? Reish Lakish is the Kasha. There, Rameya says Sofik Leket, Leket. And then our Mishnah says, Amaitzim Mechaber Olav Arai. So this Kasha, we'll see, this is a Kasha. So Rashi says, Kostam Mishnah Rameya. That was Reish Lakish's Kasha. Stam Mishnah Rameya. So Stam Mishnah is going according to Rameya. And Rameya also, Vik Leket Leket. So why in our Mishnah say, Amaitzim Mechaber Olav Arai? This was Reish Lakish's Kasha. Omalei. So Rabbi Yochanan seems did not like this kasha at all. He wasn't bothered at all by this kasha. Al takni teini, don't get me angry. Don't ask me kasha lech, but you're asking of sasfirit. Shebeloshin yochid ani shoyna oiso, desanye Rabbi Yudah ben Agra ime mishum Rabbi Meir, sofik leket leket, sofik shikha shikha, sofik peye peye. So what did Rabbi Yochanan answer? Rabbi Yochanan answered, you're asking a kasha, you know, in that Mishnah in Peya, and my Mishnah doesn't say Divrei Rameya. And my Mishnah it says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra said Rameya holds like this. So you know what that means? That means that this was Adas Yochid, Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra said Rameya held this Mechudish the Gedin of Sofid Leket Leket. But that's Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra's Ashtik Teire. But everyone else is not minded to him. Taket, everyone knows Rameya holds also the klal of a meitz mechaveri olav arayim. So Memele, this is no kasha. That Mishnah is that Das Yochid, Rabbi Yudah ben Agra said, Rameya said, a Mishnah the kechumra sofik leket leket. We don't paskin like that. Our Mishnah can go like Rameya. And Rameya holds like everyone else, a meitz mechaveri olav arayim. This was the teretz of Rabbi Yochanan to answer Reish Lakish's kasha. But we're not finished. Amalai, so Reish Lakish says, I'm not going to spoil from your teretz. Al teshana oisai al veloshin ben tado. He says, I don't care, you tell me that you learned the ben agra said b'shem rameya. I feel like you would say, it says in the Mishnah Shaita said b'shem rameya. It also is not a teretz. For time to come, there's a reason for this. The Amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish, my dechsiv oni berosh atziku. There's a posik. Oni v'rosh atziku. You should be mafzik an oni. Maya tzdika, what does it mean you should be matzdika none? Ilema bedinim, if it means bedinim, yevadin toire, yevadin toire between an oni and an osher. So David the Melech said in Tillim, you know what? Oni berosh hatziku. You should make sure they win the din toire. So he says, chas v'sholom, ksi v'dol oysed abariva, enough in the pasuk, chas v'sholom, not allowed to do such a thing. You have to pass on who's right, who's wrong. V'dol oysed abariva. And here it says, only v'rosh hatziku. Make sure they're right. El tzadik mishaloch v'ten loy. The pasuk is telling us, when it comes to matnas aniyim, and you have a suffix, is this matnas aniyim? Is this not matnas aniyim? You make sure the ani gets it. Maybe it's mine. Yeah, maybe. Tzadik mishaloch v'tenla. Ani v'rosh atzniku. Every garden that is a suffix, maybe it belongs to the ani, maybe it doesn't belong to the ani. Every garden, wherever there's a suffix, maybe it belongs to the Ani, maybe it doesn't belong to the Ani, you have to give it to the Ani. So what did Reish Lakish says, Rabbi Yechi, you tell me, that Rab Meir is the Das Yochid. Don't tell me, there's a posik, there's a reason for it. Suffix, leket, is not a noiske trachta svore, there's a posik. There's a posik, tatik mishaloch v'tenlet. Yeah. So Mamele, that was Rabbi Yechanan's kasha. That was Reish Lakish's kasha. Reish Lakish is a kasha. So Mamele, I have a problem. Now, let us just, before we see Rashi, before we see the teretz of the Gemara, there's a meridike kasha that the Goyin asks Naveres Aliyo. He says, Reish Lakish did not hold up Rabbi Yechanan's teretz. You're telling me for that, there's a posik. Right, the Goyin and Shuldik. There's a machlokes in this Mishnah between Rameir and the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, Al Yoinim belongs to the Aniyim because it's like it. The Tachtoinim belong to the Balabos because it's like it. So what would the Pasik? Tell me there's a Pasik. This Pasik, it seems, is not as Adav a Muskim. What are you asking, Akash Rav Yochanan? You tell me it's a Das Yochid. So you say, you want to read it? It's a Das Yochid. It's a Pasik. And Shulik, to the Machlekes Chamei and the Chachamim. This Kasha, the Goyin and the Deres Aliyo asks. This is Akasha and Rashi. And the Goyin and Deres Aliyo asks this Kasha. But now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Alme Sofik Manes Kohuna Lekule, Tamrinen Hamaitz Mechavei Rei Ola Barai, says in the Mishnah Hamaitz Mechavei Rei Ola Barai, Shebesoich Akome, Lifnei HaKoitzrim. It's Lifnei HaKoitzrim, Sheedayin Lehigiyu HaKoitzrim Lashon. That means the Koitzrim as yet did not start cutting the tvua in this area. So this is b'seich hakomet. Harei kol animtza behem lebalabayis. So that belongs to the balabayis. Ve'in leked al ha'neishem b'shas k'tirah. In this area, there was no k'tirah yet. So all the chitim that fell down belong to the balabos. Hol yoinim chitim hol yoinim shal piyachu. The chitim oyainim shal piyachu ikalameima leketain. We can say they're leket shenoshru min hashibolim b'shas tzir. That they fell. Now this loshon of Rashi, I just want to be moira. The loshon of Rashi, it would seem that it's also a suffix ikalameima leketain. Perhaps the loshon is lavdavke. Because according to Rashi, the only one who holds Sofik leket is a mayor. But tachtoinim shebekalkaishei shalchu labalabayis. The kaidim tzira konsum nemolim shom. The nemolim brought it in there, kaidim tzira. And Rameyer says, she Sofik leket. Alma le Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Matnes Anin, Vuhu adin lematneis kohune, sveike lechumre. we see, according to Rameya, that is the suffix, is there a chiyu matonis or no chiyu matonis, seikel l'chumre. Ustam asnis in Rameya, ustam ishnis Rameya, uktoni seikel l'kulim. So Resh Lakish is the kashin to Rabbi Yochanan. Ayavastir in Rameya, ustam mishne Rameya. No, a mishne says by suffix manis kune, amayis mechaber olavaraya. The mishne in Peya says, Sofik matnes aniyim, the tachtoinim, there's a possibility maybe the momen aniyim. I say Sofik, leket, leket. So Rabbi Yochanan answered Lesh Lakish, al takni teini, don't get me angry. The hodik toni Sofik leket, leket. You see, you seem to say Rameya holds Sofik leket, leket. Yechidoi, this is Adas Yochit. She'eini shoina oise kemoise shoniso divrei Rameya. In my Mishnah, it does not say divrei Rameya. Ela divrei Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra mishum Rameya. My Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra said that Rameya holds like that. Aber al koponim, that's not a double muskim, that Rameya holds like that. It's Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra says this. But Fakert, everyone else holds Rameya holds a Meitz Mechaber Olavaraya. Omer Leirish Lokish. Al Tishana Oysa El Baloshim Ben Tado. He said, well, I don't know, you told me. Afilu Eina Tishana Oysa El Bishem Shaita Shevoilum. I don't care who you're telling me. Sheshmoy Ben Tado. Afilochi Kashaloch. It's still Shmer. The time of Koma Lemil say there's a reason. Sofik Leket Leket. And where do we learn that Sofik Leket Leket? It says, Oni Verosh Atziku. Ilaimo Bidinim, Lirois Lois Chus Bidin, to be Mizakim Bidin. So it says, I said, Adol Beriboy. Tzadik Mishaloch Beten Lois, so speaking about Sofik Matnasani. Now let us see Taisvis. The Raminu, So now we mentioned Rashi said the kashes astira in Rameya. Merabonon nami porich. Merabonon nami porich. The loy ligi rabonon. That rabonon said the tachtoinim. You don't have to give. Elamishum de sovri. The tachtoinim vadi nemolim komtsum before the ktsira lechayre. Hilkarem shabalabais. Oy moye sofik, oy moidim dabe leket, kmoye oyoinim, shesofik leket leket. So, Taisvis says, the Gemara's kasha is also from the chachamim. That means, the chachamim, the whole reason the chachamim are choylik, the whole reason the Chachamim are choylik on Rameya, because they hold, I'm not toile bechlal that the green chitim are fresh. I assume the Teres Badei that they were there for a long time. That's why they hold that tachtoinim shal balabai. But if it would have been a Sofik, they'd be also moide to Rameya. So Taisvis says the kash is from the Chachamim also. That's what Taisvis says. Now, according to Taisvis, so now the kasha is still according to the Chachamim. So what did Rabbi Yochanan answer him? So Rabbi Yochanan answered him that it's Ben Tado B'Shem Rameya. The kasha is from the Chachamim also. So what's Tutsach? That's very shver the Gemara. So the Goyin in Aderes Eliyo says as follows. He says, if you look in the Yerushalmi, everything will be very good. He says, in the Yerushalmi, there was a machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish. There's a machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish. What do the Chachamim hold? Rabbi Yochanan held, the Chachamim hold that it's Sofik Leket, and they hold Sofik Leket is Potter. That's what the Chachamim hold. Rameya holds Sofik Leket is Chayit. And then this is Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra b'shem Rameya. This is Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan had no problems whatsoever. That's Rabbi Yochanan the Yerushalmi. Reish Lakish in the Yerushalmi held, I wish to disagree with you, the Chachomim hold that the Tachtoinim Apota, you know why? Because I assume the Teres Vadai that it's from the old Tvua. If there would be a Sofik, the Chachomim would also be Moide Sofik Leket Leket. And therefore the Al-Yoinim could be is also a Sofik, and they're all Sofik Leket Leket. So Be'etzim, there's a Machloikis in Yerushalmi, what is the time of the Chachomim? Rav Yochanan holds the Chachomim holds Sofik Leket is Potter. The Al-Yoinim is Vadei Leket, Tachtoinim could be a Sofik Leket, and they hold its Potter. That's Shitas Rav Yochanan. So Rav Yochanan said, the only Yid that said Sofik Leket is Chayiv is Rav Meir, and that is Rav Yudah ben Agre, B'Shem Rav Meir. But Rav Meir also doesn't hold like that. Reish Lakish, who asked the Kasha, Reish Lakish went L'Shitasa. Reish Lakish went that there's no Machlekes Bechlau and Sofik Leket. Everyone knows Sofik Leket is Leket. No, Rav Meir holds that the Tachtonim are also a Sofik Leket, and the Chamam holds that the Tachtonim are not a Sofik Leket. But everyone knows Sofik Leket is Leket. And therefore, Reish Lakish said that this is a Dava Muskim, only the Rosh HaTzdiku is a Dava Muskim, it's a Posik, and no one can be Chaylik on the Posik. So that's how the Goyin says, there was a Machlikas Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish Pshat in the Chachomim. Reish Lakish holds everyone, there's no one that holds Sofik Leket, it's not Leket, because there's a Posik. So Meilu, what are you telling me it's Rav Yudah ben Agra B'Shem Rameir? And Shuldik, everyone holds this. Chamim also made a Sofik Leket Leket. Rabbi Yochanan holds it's not true. The Chachamim holds Sofik Leket is not Leket. And this is only Shitas of Yehuda ben Agre, which is a Das Yochid, and we don't pass like that.